Is it a sin to experience fear? Well, it all depends on what is meant by fear. The Bible recognizes there are three kinds of fear. So, let us seek a biblical answer to the question, is it a sin to experience fear? Is it a sin to experience fear? Well, it all depends on what is meant by fear. The Bible recognizes there are three kinds of fear. In fact, the Greek language in which our New Testament was first written has three different words which indicates those three kinds of fear. First, fear means to be scared or experience dread or terror. Second, fearfulness means cowardice and timidity. And third, godly fear means caution and reverence, a mixture of piety and love. Now, the first word is neutral. It's neither sinful nor holy of itself. The second word is a weakness that's never used in a good sense in the Bible. And the third word is always in a holy context, indicating a proper attitude that we should have toward God. And so we may answer with both a yes and a no to the question, is it a sin to experience fear? I call your attention to those occasions when it is a sin to be fearful. No reference is made here now to the protective fear which causes us to guard ourselves against harm or danger. Neither is reference made here to the attitude of reverent awe toward God. But attention is directed to those situations in which fear is an indication of a lack of faith, the presence of guilt, or a spirit of rebellion against God. I call these to your attention because if you are suffering such fears, you need to confess them to God as a sin and receive His forgiveness. So, let us seek a biblical answer to the question, is it a sin to experience fear? First, it is sinful to fear when there is nothing to fear. Now, turn your attention to the 14th chapter of the book of Numbers in the Bible. God had promised Israel that He would bring them out of Egypt and settle them in Canaan. He had brought them out with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm, with great terribleness, with signs and with wonders. They had seen His miracles over and again in their Exodus travels. There was no question about His power to do all that He had promised to do, but their faith was weak. Coming to the borders of the land of Canaan, they faltered in their faith. So they sent 12 men in to search out the land and report back. Their report was the land was all that God had said it would be, a land flowing with milk and honey. On the other hand, the Lord had not told them there were giants living in the land and that their cities were well fortified against attack. So their faith failed and they were filled with fear. But there was no reason to fear. Joshua and Caleb encouraged them with the words, "If the Lord delights in us, He will bring us into this land and give it to us. The Lord is with us. Fear them not." They were saying there was no reason for them to fear. God had proven Himself faithful. Trust Him. But their faith failed and they sinned against God. Their fear was a sin because they feared when there was nothing to fear. Now, when you have groundless fears, confess them to God as a sin and trust Him. Second, it is sinful to fear rather than to trust God. Listen again to Psalm 56, verse 3. "What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee." Memorize that verse. Repeat it to yourself every time fear arises. Make it your watchword if you're beset by fears. Make it very personal, emphasizing the pronouns, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee." The New Testament Scriptures warns of the sin of unbelief. It cautions us against an evil heart of unbelief, which leads one away from the Lord God. It warns that one can fall if he permits unbelief to remain in his heart. And it reminds us that whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Unbelief is sin because it questions or denies the faithfulness of God. It rejects His promises. It ignores His invitations to trust Him. It places a person on his own resources rather than depending on the resources of God. And that may fill one's mind with fear because he knows he is not capable of handling the situation. And so his lack of faith becomes the reason for his fear. Why suffer the agony of fear when you can rest content by faith in God? Why endure the guilt of sinful unbelief when you can be freed by faith in God? Remind yourself often that it is sinful for you to fear rather than to trust Him. Third, it is sinful to fear because of guilt. Now, the guilt of unforgiven sin will certainly cause fears. Adam and Eve lived in perfect peace in the Garden of Eden until sin entered into their experience. They lived in harmony with one another and in peace with God. But fear came with guilt when they sinned against the command of God. Hearing the voice of the Lord as He walked in the garden in the cool of the day, they hid themselves from the Lord instead of going to meet Him. Adam explained, "I was afraid and I hid myself." What a shame. Instead of going to God, hastening to ask His forgiveness, Adam and Eve endured their fears and they hid from Him. The Bible warns in Proverbs 28:1, "The wicked flees when no man pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion." Now, why do the wicked flee when no one is pursuing them? It is because of their fears. Sin always brings fear. That fear remains until the sinner is assured of forgiveness. Even so-called religious people are filled with fear when they have unconfessed and unforgiven sin. God's prophet Isaiah wrote of such people in these words, "The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites." Whence comes the fears that accompany sin? It may be a fear of the sin being found out. It may be a fear of the judgment of God falling upon the guilty sinner. There is a fear of the natural consequence of sin being realized in one's life. There is a fear of loss of influence or blemish on reputation among people we know. So many fears accompany our sin that we're wise to hasten to God for forgiveness. King Herod, ruler over the Jews in that early Christian era, decreed the execution of John the Baptist. He was so convicted of guilt for killing that great man of God that when Jesus began His personal ministry, Herod, hearing of the teachings and miracles Jesus did, was filled with fear and said, "It's John the Baptist, raised from death and doing these great things." His fear was produced by his guilt. How much better to be relieved of fear by bringing it to God, admit its cause, seek His forgiveness, depend upon His grace, experience His love, and resolve, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee." Lord God, we bring our fears to You indeed as confessions of sin, and we commit ourselves to trust You without proof, to trust You even in the situations when we don't feel like trusting. And we lay our fears before You and ask You to give us the boldness of the Lord through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen.